DW.
We are 30 kilometers north of Hyderabad in the south of India, the city of the 7,000 lakes of Mughal years, of which now only about 70 remain, all in a terrible state. An eerie silence reigns over Gadopotaram Lake, a perhaps 1 kilometer wide puddle blistened by the heat, already fierce in early spring. Its shores are deserted, nobody bathes or washes clothes on the banks, an unusual sight for rural India. There is no vegetation. The water, though it looks relatively transparent and clean, is dead, deprived of life, except for bacteria, antibiotic-resistant bacteria, to be precise. At a village nearby, we spoke to some local women who rely on water brought by a tanker from afar, even for washing their clothes.
We have to get everything from other areas. Water, vegetables, fruits, everything here is polluted. We are sick. We have some rashes on our skin that won't go away, and our joints ache. Even the children. We are sure it's the water.
Although the women don't know what exactly is making them sick, they point toward the many large factories that dominate the landscape. Welcome to the Pharma Valley, the cheap pharmaceutical capital of the world. The horizon in every direction is cluttered with buildings: Mylan, Aurobindo, Reddy, Sun Pharmaceuticals. Since the 1990s, more than 200 drug manufacturing plants have mushroomed in the southern India state of Telangana, siphoning up massive amounts of water and ejecting contaminated liquid directly into local water bodies. Within a few years, toxins in the water killed millions of fish. People got sick. Eating fruit and vegetables grown here became a health risk. But the chemical contamination brought a further problem. A Swedish scientist was the first to raise the alarm about antibiotic-resistant bacteria in the region. In 2006, Joachim Larsson found in Kazepali Lake levels of ciprofloxacin, a medication used to fight bacterial infection, equal to those in the blood of a patient under treatment.
The risk with high discharges of antibiotics is that it can boost the evolution of resistance in bacteria.
Joachim Larsson on the line from Gothenburg.
And if you do it in a massive way, as you can do in a manufacturing site, there can be an exceptionally strong selection pressure. So the bacteria that we studied near these discharges here and at this effluent treatment plant, those are basically the most extreme bacterial communities on Earth that I have seen in terms of antibiotic resistance.
The environmental disaster, it seems, had given birth to superbugs, multi-resistant bacteria, which no longer respond to treatment by antibiotics. At Insapur, a town near Pharma Valley with more hospitals than tea stalls, a gynecologist at a local clinic testifies.
The low dose of antibiotic which we usually prescribe, right now it's not working on anyone. So we prescribe a higher dose and more higher, like we go to third generation cephalosporins or based on that, because that works faster right now. But there will be a time when that will also get resistance very soon.
I now come to a large well with a fetid smell like that of rotten cabbage and a brown mud-like liquid inside. This is where factories are supposed to dump their wastewater, which should then be collected by tankers and brought to a treatment plant south of the city. But only a fraction makes it to this way station. Antibiotic-laden effluent is often dumped in lakes or canals and eventually ends up into the Musi River, which crosses Hyderabad. At the Birla Institute of Technology in Hyderabad, Professor Sunam Kapoor has been researching the state of this river. The high levels of antibiotic-resistant bacteria were startling.
And what we found was out of the 9 locations, 6 persistently had a lot of bacteria. And we only looked for pathogenic bacteria, which can cause human disease. So many of them were resistant to 3 out of 14. And next number was 4 out of 14. And it kept on growing from location to location. And several of them were resistant to 13 out of 14 antibiotics tested. So in the first place, the water should not have had these pathogenic bacteria. In the second place, something is triggering the resistance in the wastewater.
It is not easy to track down the cause of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. It can enter waterways via human and animal waste. Then there is the direct release of pharma factory waste. Industry, however, claims it is now completely dry, meaning no liquid is being discharged from factories. We queried some of these companies at the pharma conference in Hyderabad. We obtained only a flat no comment from a number of them, including Swiss Novartis.
Yeah.
To talk to media at all?
You're not authorized?
No.
There is perhaps some change on the horizon. In January, the Indian government started a consultation to set up strict limits for antibiotic levels in water sources. It's the first such initiative in the world. Siddhartha Prakash is an advisor to the pharma industry in India.
The starting point is having these guidelines which are now coming into force. And then a lot of work will need to be done by the partners, by the companies and the government to actually build capacity to do water quality monitoring. Because today what is happening is they're doing basic pollution monitoring. And monitoring antibiotic residues in the environment is an extremely complicated process. And a lot of capacity of laboratories, of water sampling techniques, methodologies will need to be developed to be able to do this in an effective manner.
In the meantime, the quality of life for people who live in India's cheap pharma region continues to suffer.
It depends which side you're on. That side is all polluted, the water and the air. You have to go to the other side, uphill from the factories, to get clean air. My children are always sick. The four-year-old had typhoid fever four times this year. The pills don't work anymore.
Pressure for cleaner antibiotics from consumers, the World Health Organization and big buyers such as health ministries and hospitals may make industry more responsible. Addressing the problem would not only clean up waterways and improve life for locals, it could also curtail the breeding of dangerous superbugs. Kiara Reid, DW, Hyderabad.
DW.